It's been given an A for effort, but experts say that the federal government has achieved little so far in its promise to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. The Prime Minister is expected to hand down a report this afternoon on what has been achieved over the last year on life expectancy, infant mortality and education. Sarah Everingham has more.
When the Prime Minister delivered his apology to the Stolen Generations, he said it was important to go beyond symbolism and outlined practical steps needed to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians.
This new partnership on closing the gap will set concrete targets for the future. Within a decade, to halve the widening gap in literacy, numeracy and employment outcomes and opportunities for Indigenous children. Within a decade, to halve the appalling gap in infant mortality rates between Indigenous and non-Indigenous children. And within a generation, to close the equally appalling 17-year life gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous when it comes to overall life expectancy.
Just over 1 year on, what's been done to achieve those goals? Andrew Hewitt is the Executive Director of Oxfam Australia, one of the groups that makes up the Close the Gap Coalition.
We would give them an A for overall effort, but with a warning sign that some more changes are going to be required in the coming 12 months.
Well, what are the commitments in health that you're pleased with?
Well, I think importantly was the commitment of the new money of $1.6 billion over 4 years. That was important money, and it was an important commitment that it wasn't just a rhetorical pledge that was being made. It was being backed up by some real changes by governments. We've now got to make sure that is spent in the framework of partnership, that Indigenous people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, are in the driver's seat helping shape and implement the programs, because experience both in Australia and overseas shows that if you've got that degree of control by Indigenous people, you're more likely to get lasting changes in health outcomes.
During his apology speech, Kevin Rudd committed his government to a policy commission which would focus on Indigenous housing. The architect Paul Follerous is the director of Health Habitat, which aims to promote better housing in Indigenous communities. He also sits on the government's housing commission. He says in the last year, the signs from the government on housing have been good, but now it's time for action.
There's certainly been the largest amount of money committed to Indigenous housing over the next 10 years that's ever been committed, I think, in certainly the history that I know of Indigenous housing. That's a start, but then there needs to be, obviously there needs to be action on the ground in terms of new building, and there needs to be action in terms of maintaining and improving existing housing.
Paul Follerous says standards in Indigenous housing aren't improving, but rather have been declining for the past 5 years.
So that's both old houses are performing poorer because maintenance isn't being done, and new houses, we believe, are not being built as well as they were 5 years ago. So I think the story is not good. I think housing is deteriorating.
The opposition has been scathing of the government's efforts on housing, saying not enough new houses have been built in the past 18 months. But Paul Follerous warns the number of new houses isn't the only measure.
Yeah, I think this is the great danger at the minute, that if pressure mounts on the current government or any government just to build houses, then I think what we'll be seeing, as has happened in the past, we will see a rash of kit homes, all sorts of imported from overseas houses, all sorts of very low quality, very unsuited to both the climatic and the social conditions these houses are going into. They'll be trotted out quickly because that'll become the name of the game, to have photo opportunities outside new housing. And that, to me, would be a disaster.
When it comes to employment and education, John Altman from the Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research at the Australian National University says it will be hard to know what progress has been made.
I suspect the report card will show a lot of plans and financial inputs and commitments, but I think we're going to have little on outcomes in terms of closing the gap, because we just don't have the official statistics to measure change between 13 February last year and this year.
On education, he says there are no signs of improving standards, and he thinks the government's programs linking school attendance to welfare payments in some areas are unlikely to have a positive effect on school attendance. The Prime Minister is expected to hand down his report card later this afternoon.
Sarah Everingham reporting.